All right, let's all do a USP, please. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Yeah, I'll just pray and bless the meeting now. So, Heavenly Father, we praise you and glorify you. Thank you for all you've done for us. We bless this meeting today. We thank everybody who came here tonight and that we're able to be a blessing to them and that your words lead us and guide us in everything we say and do in Jesus' name. Amen.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, I'm going to mute everybody and then we're going to do worship, okay?
People drive by, T-Mac on the radio. Got so much on your mind, nothing's really going right. Looking for a ray of hope. Whatever it is you may be going through, I know it's not gonna let it get the best of you.
Okay, praise the Lord. We're going to really dig in to seeking first the kingdom of God. We're going to go after this in a deeper way, and we're going to do a series. And the end result is you will all feel closer to God. You will all start seeing more results of your seeking God, and your relationship with Him will be even closer than ever. If we do our jobs right, then you will recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit so well. You'll recognize when you think something is of God, but it's not, because there's a lot of deceiving spirits out there. And sometimes there is a false peace. When someone is doing something that is not what the Word of God says and has a peace, that is not God. Because God cannot contradict His Word. But when you don't go by feelings, but you go by what the Word says, now you're on target. Does that make sense? So emotions can be deceptive, but the Word of God never changes. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So we want to walk in the fruit of the Spirit, which are not emotions, but it is a spiritual thermostat of the characteristics of God. I will venture to say that most people that go through challenges, one of the first things that the devil wants to steal is their love, joy, peace, and patience. When you're under a trial, get back into the fruit of the Spirit. Get back into the anointing of God, because the anointing breaks what? Every yoke of bondage. And so the devil tries to get us to seek the problem and seek solutions through non-kingdom principles, sometimes on, you know, in the earthly realm. And we have to retrain our minds, renew our minds with the water of the washing of the Word of God, that we have to seek doing it God's way, not our way. Okay. So as we're practicing getting up at 6:33, it's really important, because we're learning the fruit of the Spirit. Discipline and self-control for those that are 9-to-5ers and weren't getting up earlier than 7 a.m. It's Romans 12:1, a sacrifice unto the Lord, making your body a sacrifice to Him. Those that do get up earlier than 6:33, it's still a discipline and self-control to join us at 6:33 to stop whatever you're doing because you got up earlier, and that may be your lifestyle. But we're asking you to ask the Holy Spirit to get up earlier than your normal. So we're all making this sacrifice to show God we're giving you a sacrifice of time with you. And when we move towards Him, He does what? He moves more towards us. Because the devil has ramped it up so much, coming against Christians worldwide and seeing a lot of challenges in our own church. Those of you that you should have all gotten a distribution text or an email. If you did not, for some reason it was inadvertent, please let us know immediately after, because that's how we communicate to everyone in our church. And so I imagine all of you should have heard that our dear, loving Catherine Magnano went home to be with the Lord. And she was one of the kindest, sweetest women we ever knew. And so please keep her family in prayer. We've been praying for you, Susan, and your family too. We love you dearly as a sister in the Lord. And so Pastor James wants to step up the prayer for each other, praying for each other, praying protection, praying for faster healing, more accelerated healing, praying for our pastors, praying for our leaders, praying for our church, praying for our family, and whatever challenges they're going through. We want everyone to be an overcomer. We want everybody to be able to get closer to God and hear his voice better. Whatever level you're at now, hearing God's voice, I guarantee you it's not enough. Guarantee you. Because when the devil steps it up, it means that we need to step up even more. Okay? So you want to share your heart on that?
Well, we all know challenging times are ahead. And we all know the devil's going to keep increasing his attacks. Now, a couple weeks ago, we watched a movie called The Hunt for Red October. It's an old one. But it's about a Russian submarine that's very silent so that the sonar couldn't pick it up. But this one sonar man caught something. He was able to differentiate it, and he was then able to pick up where this Russian sub was. It was really exciting how he broke it down, but he could hear the difference and prove that it was mechanical and not a biological that was actually making the sound. And, of course, the skipper says, can you hear this again? He says, I'll definitely know when it's here the next time. We have to be that attuned to the Holy Spirit, because the devil is a very talented liar. He's a deceiver. I keep saying this. He deceived the 30 angels to leave the kingdom of heaven to come down to earth. Okay? He knows his game well. We have to know our game even better. Okay? So this is all to get us to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit better and know that it's him and not the counterfeit. Now, back when I was in business, there was the newer printers were just coming out. They were like, we're trying to print fake $20 bills and $100 bills. And the way you knew what it was is you kept holding the real one so much that when you touched the fake one, you could tell by the feel that it wasn't the right bill. And that's how good we have to, we just know instantly, because you're not going to have time to analyze it very much. You have to at least know something's wrong. Then you can stop and analyze for a second. That's fine. But if you don't know what's wrong and you challenge to make that mistake, it causes lots of problems, snowballing issues and so forth. So we have to be that good. And that's what it's all about. The closer we get to God, what's the Matthew 6:33 verse say?
Seek first the kingdom of God.
So as we do this, we will seek first, we'll hear God, we'll know God, and everything's going to line up for us in Jesus' name.
Okay, so we're going to go, you know, we've been using PowerPoints for a long time, so we're going to use another PowerPoint today. So we're going to be back in a second. Let me share that with you.
Okay, so seek ye first the kingdom of God. Okay, Matthew 6:33, and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Okay. Seek in the Greek is zeto, pronounced Zeteo, I guess it is, which means to seek, to find, literally, figuratively, to worship God, to go about desire, to endeavor, to inquire, and require and demand.
Sorry.
There we go. Strong's Concordance, first in the Greek is proton, which means firstly, in time, place, order of importance. Right. And of course, things in the Greek is tau. I'm not good at this.
Tauta,
which means afterward to follow, and added means to give and to increase. Yeah.
I'm going to put this up here.
Yeah, please. That would help me.
It's hard to find where to put this
uh-huh.
when it's full screen. Sorry about that, guys.
Thanks for your patience.
Okay.
Hebrews 10:25, not forsaking or neglecting, assemble together as believers, as is the habit of some people, but admonishing, warning, urging, and encouraging one another, and all more faithfully that you see the day approaching. So assemble together as the day approaches. Well, that's why we're here today. This is how we're going to overcome. Go ahead, Karen.
Okay, so it's really important that we think of each other and try our best if you can. At 6:33, can you join us, even if it's for 1 minute, to pray for ABC, pray for our pastors, our leaders, our families, pray for each other, pray for whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart, so that you might get a warning, you might get an urging, you might get an encouragement for each other. And then we could share it on Wednesday nights, what the Lord is showing you. And we could be in agreement one with another when we hear what the Holy Spirit has put on your heart to pray for us as a church body. As the day, meaning approaching of the end of the end times, of the coming of Jesus Christ the second time, we know it's going to get, you know, harder and harder and more challenging, but we are going to overcome all these things because of seeking God first, and everything we need, including in those days, will be given to us, and we'll hear the voice of God, just like Joseph and Mary. When Joseph had a dream that he was supposed to flee with baby Jesus to Egypt, he left Bethlehem as quickly as possible when Herod was killing all the babies. And I believe that as overcomers, you could be a warning to your family when we seek God more and more and more and get so accurate to hear his voice that we will know where to go, when to go, and supernatural provision will be given to us. Okay.
Okay, and of course, Matthew 6:1-4, be a hearer and doer of a secret charitable deed, and your Father who sees in secret will himself reward you openly. Okay.
I'll put this here.
Yeah, I think so. They're right in the middle. Thank you.
Yeah.
No. All right, great. So, what are the objections to assemble the body of Christ, ABC, at 6:33 a.m. in your own private prayer area? Now, that doesn't mean Pacific time for those of you on the East Coast.
Right. Your own 6:30 in your own time zone.
You know, and the concept is prayerfully, you find somebody in every time zone, that every time zone has somebody praying for the goals of the 6:33 group. As we get bigger and more people, we'll have more things to pray about. But corporate prayer is so strong, and that's how we're going to protect everybody, okay? Now, make every effort to get up earlier and spend more time with God. Now, what I have found is that before the challenge of the busyness of the day comes forward, there's a quietness there, and I can really spend quality time. The phone's not ringing. There's no other thing, and it's just God and us. We're there with God. We're listening to him, trying to hear what he's having to say, you know, and it's improving. And even Pastor Karen and I are not 100% yet. We'll be the first to tell you that. But the goal is to keep improving, continual improvement in Jesus' name, okay? Now, if you just awaken, we suggest you get up, wash your face, brush your teeth, say your morning prayer, and at 6:33 a.m., be ready to say, good morning, Heavenly Father. Good morning, Jesus, and good morning, Holy Spirit. I'd like to greet all three of them. And we usually get up about 10, 15 minutes early so we can get freshened up and ready to be appropriate for meeting our Heavenly Father. I mean, you wouldn't think of going to a meeting with some dignitary without your face washed, your teeth brushed. Well, this is your Heavenly Father, you know. And then ask, what would you like me to do today? And then tell God, I love you, I praise you, I worship you, and I thank you for all you've done for me. Okay? Sing some anointed worship, 1 to 2 songs to the Lord, you know? do a mini scenario and pray in tongues. And if you don't know what a mini scenario is, give us an email. We'll send you out a copy of something to give you an idea of what it is. But it's a very basic, small prayer to establish yourself in the throughout the day, you know. And then,
but the mini scenarios is like attacking the devil with a bomb from God, because it encompasses the anointing with you, first of all, confessing your sins or doing an unaware sins prayer, establishing the kingdom of God, those of you that know how to do that, praying in tongues so that you are edifying and building up your spirit. And then you have your affirmations. And so you're hitting the devil in every single area. And it's amazing how smooth your day will go. And it will help you to ward off attacks that are coming against you. You might want to increase your mini scenarios when you have a lot of attacks coming against you. I'm finding that the devil's trying to attack people who speak in tongues to try to take away their time. So when you speak in tongues, even for a couple of minutes during your mini scenarios during the day, it helps you connect with the Holy Spirit so that you could hear his voice better too. Okay. Try very hard to get some of your Mary tongues in, even if you can't do a whole hour, but on your days off, try to get that hour in. If you can do it every day, great. But if you can't, do your Martha tongues, which means you're praying in tongues as you're driving, as you're cooking, as you're in the shower, but at least try to keep building up yourself on your most holy faith. Don't feel guilty if you can't get this all done. You just do the best you can do in your time frame. Because even if someone's getting ready for work at 6:33, or someone's already at work at 6:33, it just takes, you know, a few minutes to pray for our church. And on the days that you're very challenged to be tired, the Lord may have you stay up for a very short while and then let you go back to sleep. There are other days that he'll ramp you up to staying awake to pray as long as the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, depending on how much time you need to get ready for your day. Because God does not want to hinder you. He does not want you to be late for work or whatever your commitments are. God wants you to be on time. But we could time manage by doing this even while we're in the car or, getting our day prepared. You don't have to stop and do this, which is the great thing about it. Does that make sense? And what's our goal? Our goal is to pray for an hour earlier than your normal time. So during the week, it might be hard for you, but if you can do it on your day off, if you could do it on a Sunday morning, and then try to get to bed earlier and earlier and earlier so you're not sleep deprived. Guard your sleep. That's one thing that we're doing right now is we're readjusting our whole schedule so we can get 6 to 8 hours of sleep a night. And people who don't do that are very challenged. And we find that it's very easy to get confused and make mistakes when we're overtired. And we don't want to give a place to mind control demons or evil spirits or that kind of thing. But I really believe that as we do this, we'll get amazing more testimonies of what God is doing. When you step it up, he will step it up on helping you. Okay, here's a. I'm going to give you the capability to unmute when you need to. But unmute when we have people raising their hands would be nice. Okay, so you should be able to unmute yourself. So here's one testimony that I really believe is attributed to 6:33. There's someone in our congregation who was relying on a really big business deal, huge. This is a really incredible end times project. And there's been hurdles after hurdles after hurdles. And there was a timeline that was very challenging. So the timeline was last Friday and could have lost the whole thing. We were praying, and I believe other ABCers had no idea this ABCer had a dire, dire need that could have lost this whole thing and lots of everything that they invested, okay? And lo and behold, God gave an extended time.
On the last day.
They never do it.
On the last day.
They never do that.
She had favor.
Absolutely supernatural.
And all the rules were rewritten just to bless her.
Yes. Yes. It was so exciting. And she said, Jehovah Sabaoth showed up. And rebuked the devourer. We were so excited when we got that text. It was so cool. So that was a great testimony. And then we've been seeing some things happen that, you know, I didn't even ask God for something I wanted. And all of a sudden it happened. It was like amazing. Like the Lord knew, you know, before I asked. Isaiah 65, 24, I believe it is. Before you ask, God will answer. And that's been happening more and more and more for us, which is really cool. And anybody else have any testimonies or even just hearing from God better or, you know, the sacrifice you're making to get up? How are you doing? Anybody that's joining us at 6:33? And don't feel guilty if you can't do it. Just pray for us, you know, the whole church when you can.
There's no condemnation.
There's no condemnation.
There's no legalism here.
But Pastor James says, if you really can't get up that early, there's 6:33 p.m. That's 6:33. Okay. So praying for each other in our church, you know, at some time, either 6:33 a.m. or p.m. But the goal is seek first the kingdom of God and to pray for each other. Okay. So anybody want to give a testimony of how's it been helping you? Okay, Nick.
Go ahead.
I've had some consistency with it.
Can you speak a little louder? Get closer to your phone. Yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on. Yeah. Okay. So I've had some consistency with it, but I think the biggest thing that I feel with it is I'm, for those who don't know, I'm up pretty early. I work in production. I'm up in the fours these days. I have to be at work at 5 a.m. most times. And I've had the opportunity a few times to say the prayer. And, you know, I think I need to be more consistent, but I felt in the spirit that I was connected to other. It was a nice feeling knowing that other people were doing the same thing somewhere. Right.
Yeah.
And I think that it's the consistency that eventually we'll see the results. And so I'm looking forward to being more consistent with that. And also being on the East Coast too. I know that 6:33 here is we're starting, you know, we're setting the pace, if you will. But I know that some of our folks over there are up at 3:30. So I know you're all up with us as well. And then we also have the 9:33 to get everybody who's also throughout all the coasts. I know that's maybe not connected to a scripture, but I think it's nice, you know, being able to be connected with you all as well. So I look at, if I miss the 6:33, I'm at work doing something, I try to tap in with the 9:33.
That'll work.
Hey, that's a good tap in, right.
Now, do you feel a connection when you're praying?
Absolutely, yeah. I definitely do. And like I said, it's part of knowing that there are other people doing so. And I've found that when I, you know, was praying, oftentimes, you know, when you don't know what to pray, start praying in tongues and then the words will come. I found myself in the hallway throughout work, you know, just things I was saying, like, wow, that was so beautiful. I never said that in relation to praying for the church, praying for the leaders, praying for everybody who's going through various challenges that they'll be overcomers to it. So I think it's a beautiful thing. It does require discipline. It does require consistency, but consistency breeds results. And we're all here looking for that one result to make it. So
amen. And as we are in unity in the Holy Spirit, I really agree with what you said. There's a comfort knowing that somebody is praying for us sometime. I'm serious. If you have a hard time at 6:33 in the morning, then 6:33 in the evening is fine. But I like when you can hook up too. Like, you know that if we're on the West Coast, 6:33 is 9:33. That's good too. Knowing that we get up at 3, we're doing 3:33 anyway to cover everybody. And one person joined us this week at 3:33, which is great. Mm-hmm. Okay, so thank you, Nick, for sharing, because you do really feel it. How many of you are feeling, even if you aren't able to pray yet for each other that early, you're praying for our church more than ever and each other? Do you feel a sense of that prayer coming your way with a show of hands? Show of hands. Do you feel a sense of, it's like a blanket. It's like a spiritual blanket or a warmth or something happening in the spirit that you feel covered. It's a really cool thing. One day I was really challenged and all of a sudden I just felt someone praying for me. I didn't know who or what or why, and things started turning around. So the praise reports, let me tell you, every one of you that pray for our church, even if it's not at 6:33, you get credit for it in the kingdom. Amen? Praise reports, because we're praying one for another. Annie, did you have something to say?
Yes. So I was the person to join her at 3:30, not on purpose. Believe me, I did not want to wake up at 3:30. My alarm don't even go off at that time because Charlie's still sleeping. I don't want to wake him up. But
she's chilling on herself.
Well, the devil attacked my sleep so bad the past 4 nights. It was one thing after another. Like the night before, it was like 3 hours of sleep. And it was just one physical attack after another. So I just text the pastors because I knew they were up. I was like, well, I'm praying with you. And, I was like, it was like the last couple of nights, it was a battle from, I don't know, 1:30, 2:30 to, you know, till 5 o'clock when his alarm went off, and then I would go back to sleep. And 6:33 rolled around, I'd wake up, the alarm went off again, and then I pray like 1 minute, and then I would have to go back to sleep. But I was actually able to sleep in peace. I pray that it's earlier than that, that I have to wait till 6:33. But I can tell that people are praying for me or praying for the church because I had a peace at that time.
Amen. Amen. So you could feel that support of prayer, even though people may not have known when they're praying in tongues that they were helping Annie. Okay, so we're helping each other. So it did work. We're seeing an acceleration of these prayers. Amazingly, we went. Now, here's how getting up early builds the anointing in us. Okay. Because we spend more time with God and we're getting saturated with him. We're going into the Holy of Holies.
It's a quality time. I think that we have to stress that too. It's a quality time with God where it's only him and you. And that sets the day for people. Go ahead.
So there is this business colleague of Pastor James, and she has a ministry and for 30 years has been ministering to people, and people go to her for prayer all the time. So he said to her, what can we do to pray for you? And she looked at him and she said, no one has ever asked if they could pray for me for 30 years because they always want her to pray for them. And so she gave a really big prayer request to Pastor James. It was huge, very serious. And a couple of days later, she told us the prayer was answered in 3 hours that should have taken a year. 3 hours. Resolved. Amazing. Then we went to another conference and met some other business colleagues. And this one gal found out we were pastors. Mm-hmm. We try to get a vacation sometimes on a day off when they find out you're a pastor. They always want prayer, but it's not work to us, you know. So we met a new friend, and she was doing some multi-million dollar deals and stuff and had some really big challenges. And she also needed healing. So she wanted prayer. So Pastor James prayed with her and I agreed. And we were at this hotel, very fancy hotel, and we were going back up to our rooms. And so we went in the elevator together so she could go to her room, we'd go to our room. And she texted me and she said that it was a huge thing that couldn't even occur until 5 days. That was the policy and the rule. The prayer was answered 5 minutes after he was done praying. 5 minutes. That's a big deal.
While we were going up the elevator, she actually got the email, the confirmation
on her phone.
Of the result.
On her
she
phone.
Had to look at it, she got in her room, but that's how fast it was. So
yeah.
5 minutes she had.
And we were just praising God, and then she got healed too.
Yes. So all glory goes to God on this. It's just that we're diligent and pushing in toward God early in the morning, but we're seeing lots of miracles and manifestations come from it.
So many business people we're getting to minister to. This is so exciting. So we call it career evangelism. And one of the big leaders, he's one of the owners of a multi-billion-dollar company, right?
Yeah.
Urban development. And we were invited to dinner. And he says, I'm sitting beside you, Pastor James. He said, oh, okay. So he says, well, where do you want us to sit? And he was supposed to sit at the head because he's one of the owners. He says, you're sitting right here at the head. And he goes, I am? He goes, yeah, I want to pick your brain about God. I have some more questions. And so he got to evangelize him. It was like so exciting.
It was fun.
Yeah. So now they want more prayers. Now they want, you know, more of God. Now they want to know more about ABC Church. I mean, it's really getting exciting, you guys. So yay for the 633ers and the people who normally pray for ABC. Mm-hmm. Doesn't matter what time you've been praying, it's helping. But when we connect at one certain time, it does help, because if one puts 1,000 to flight and 2 10,000 of the enemy to flee from us, and if two or more agree on anything on this earth, it shall be done by our Heavenly Father. If you can get the same time, it increases that anointing and the strength of the anointing, okay? So it is really being exciting to see how God is using this. And I want to hear more of you when you go out in your community, because you're light to the darkness. There's going to be so many people asking you and wanting to know more about God through you. That's what excites me a lot. Okay. At work or wherever you go, I see God using you. And overcomers, that's a very, God gave Lyle that name.
Yeah.
It was first a club, like a Bible study club, and now it's grown into a service. And it really is a prophetic name that each of you are overcomers in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. And you're overcoming every obstacle. So as we pray for each other at 6:33, we believe that whatever challenges you have to overcome will be accelerated. And I'm serious about 6:33 in the evening, too.
It works.
Yeah. Serious. Yeah. I mean, why can't we do it twice a day?
You can.
And if you miss the morning one, try to do the evening one. And if you can't get it at 6:33, do it anytime that the Lord leads you to pray for our church. It's all good and it's all welcomed. Pray for each other and our pastors and leaders. And there's been a lot of challenges, and now we're finding that those challenges are diminishing. Okay, anybody else want to give a testimony? Denise, you got your hand up. Okay, you should be able to unmute yourself.
Okay, mine is not really about the 6:33 prayer in the morning, but just the ministering of Pastor James and Pastor Karen. I facing a challenge in a recent challenge in my life, and I reached out to Pastor James and Pastor Karen and asked for prayer, And we connected, and they prayed with me. And Pastor James mentioned, do you have any unforgiveness? And little did I know in praying that I was harboring in my heart, because I thought, you know, I've forgiven everyone. I say my for prayer and ask for forgiveness as much as I can throughout the day. And little did I know, it came to my heart that I had unforgiveness towards a family member that had, you know, did some unscrupulous things to me. And even though I said, okay, I'll forgive her and I'll go back and trust her again, and the same thing happens, and I keep giving her another chance and another chance. Well, lo and behold, I think I got to the point where, okay, I'm not doing it anymore. And I think I've just closed my heart to her. And when we prayed for the unforgiveness, it's like when I went home to Jamaica this time, it was, my approach to her was so much different. I felt so much lighter and at peace with dealing with her, because I had finally forgiven her and gotten rid of that burden of unforgiveness. So my testimony is to Pastor Karen, Pastor Karen and Pastor James, thanking you and for the blessings, the prayers, and all the good things. So if, you know, anyone is experiencing difficulties or challenges, they just know that they're there for you. So, and I just want to thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you. That was very sweet,
Denise. Well, you're very welcome. We're very honored to be here. And we give all glory to God, of course, but it's just, it's wonderful to hear the praise reports and somebody gets blessed by what we do. Thank you so
much. Yeah, we love you, Denise, and all of you are all like family to us.
Yes.
Thanks for sharing that. Makes us feel good when we see fruit and progress. You know, it saddens us when someone goes to heaven, but I think God promotes people to heaven too. Yes. But the rest of us are going to continue onward and upward, fighting the good fight of faith. Mm-hmm. Thanks for sharing that. That was an awesome testimony.
And just to remember real quickly, like what Nick was saying, those of us who are up earlier than 6:30, we set a second alarm at 6 o'clock. At 6:33, then we stop and pray again. So we're in unity and call that unity together. For, you know, a house divided cannot stand, but we're united. So therefore, we will stand strong against the enemy's attacks in Jesus' name.
Amen. Do you want to lead everybody in USP again and then do communion?
Let's do that. Okay. All right. So repeat after me, please. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I am not aware of any sins.
I am not aware of
any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9. Hey, Shannon, would you like to start with the body?
I was going to do the second part.
Okay. Oh, you're going to do second. Okay, Annie, do you want to do the body then?
Sure. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:23-24, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And I thank you, Lord, that your body was broken so that ours doesn't have to be. And you took on every pain, every sickness, every disease, every infirmity, so we never have to. In Jesus' name, amen.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name.
And after the supper, he took the cup, and after he had blessed it, he gave it to them, saying, "Take and drink, for this is the blood of the New Testament covenant shed for the remissions of your sins. For as often as you do it, you remember me." And in the name of Jesus, I now gratefully receive the precious blood of Jesus, and I declare that because of this blood, my sins have been washed away as if they've never existed. And in the name of Jesus, as I drink this blood, it saturates me from the top of my head to the soles of my feet, healing, restoring, protecting every cell, organ, and system in my entire body, including my thoughts and emotions.
Amen. Amen. We agree and we receive in Jesus' name. Amen. Great job, Annie and Shannon. Okay, that was wonderful communion, and we all received the blessing of the prayers that you prayed over us in Jesus' name.
Sharon, are you a 633 person? Sharon Crane?
Let me see if she can unmute herself.
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, so that means we got 3 out of 4 time zones already covered.
That's pretty good. Now, anybody that wants to vacation in Hawaii, then you could be the other time zone.
Well, back to Illinois, we do the other part. Yeah, okay.
Which we're happy to accommodate some of us, right? Okay, so that was really great. Now, who would like to do, did we pick communion for next week already?
Not yet.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Stephen and Donna, yeah. You're next. Yeah.
That's right.
Okay, that'll be great. Wonderful.
All right, so before we sign off and I pray, I'm going to encourage everybody, this is First Friday Zoom. We have something very exciting and different planned to come relax, have a good time, and we'll have a question and answer period afterwards, but it's going to be a little bit of fun. And
it's not our power, so it will be a longer service.
Be a longer service,
but it won't seem long.
I think it'll be fun.
Those of you that might have to sign off because you work Saturday, I believe it's going to be recorded, so you can go back into our website and be able to participate. So start going back into our website when you want to restudy something or review it or whatever. It's all on there. Annie's helping us to get it all straightened out. And Pastor Matthew, we really appreciate all his help too, to get our Wednesday night stuff. It's pretty organized now. Right, Annie? We're doing pretty good. Okay, great.
And can I say something?
Sure.
I couldn't get in on the on demand.
Yeah, I couldn't either.
And when you just said that, I saw Annie and the next time I punched the button, it worked perfectly. So thank you.
Really?
Well, yeah. That must have been a 633 prayer.
There you go.
My goodness. That was the angels of God working.
Amen.
Unity of prayer. See? Another testimony.
Yep.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You, okay, because it doesn't have to happen at 633, but it's because we all prayed in unity. Our days are going to go better. Yeah, Annie?
Obedience, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
I actually noticed since we started at 6:33, that's when my sleep started getting attacked. I wonder if that's the devil attacking all of our sleeps. Maybe we should pray for each other's sleep.
All right, so let's just say this. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
You have promised and caused.
You promised
and caused.
All of us.
All ABCers.
All ABCers. And our families.
And
especially 633ers.
And especially 633ers.
Because there's some of them who aren't ABC Church.
Right.
Some of them are not.
And they've joined us.
And they've joined us.
That you give us sweet, deep, uninterrupted sleep.
Uninterrupted sleep.
Rejuvenating us.
Healing us.
And we awaken refreshed.
Restored.
And re-energized.
And
we're two or more.
Agree together.
On anything on earth.
Anything on earth.
It shall be done.
It shall be done.
by our Heavenly Father.
By our Heavenly Father.
So we are tithers.
We are tithers.
And we expect.
And we expect
that God rebukes the devourer.
God rebukes the devourer.
On our behalf.
On our behalf.
And rebukes insomnia.
And rebukes insomnia.
Sleep interruption. And sleepiness in the daytime when we don't want to be sleeping.
And sleepiness in the daytime when we don't want to be sleeping.
And so we thank you, Lord.
And so we thank you, Lord, tonight.
We'll sleep without any challenges.
Without any challenges.
And our dreams. Will come from the Holy Spirit.
Every night.
Downloading into us.
Secret mysteries of Christ Jesus.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Okay. Anybody want to stay on for after service prayer?
Hey, one more thing.
Yeah.
Maybe at 6:33 in the evening, we can all pray for each other's sleep.
Oh, we can. Okay. So 6:33 in the morning at night, we can pray for each other's sleep again twice in the day, as well as other things. I think that's a good idea because a lot of staff members are challenged to be sleep deprived. Don't raise your hand, staff members. I could raise two hands, but I won't.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Shannon.
I just want to say thanks for sharing about that, Annie, because it helps me when you share that that's happening to you, because I was having challenges still a little bit, and it just makes me feel like, okay, just makes me feel, not that I want that to happen for you, but just that I'm not alone and that maybe I'm doing something right and it's not what I'm thinking, that I'm doing something wrong.
Just because you're under attack doesn't mean you're not doing things right.
It might mean the opposite.
Yeah.
The devil knows that you're getting too strong and he wants to attack people. Yeah. Sleep area is one of the first things he'll do. So I think that's a really good thing to pray for each other to get more sleep and deep, uninterrupted, refreshing, rejuvenating sleep. And I add healing. So I believe that when we're sleeping, because our body does go through the process of getting rid of old cells and bringing in new cells and stuff, that's when God wants to restore us. And so the devil wants to interrupt that too. Okay. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I think this is a good target to keep praying for each other's sleep. Good idea.
Amen.
Okay, everybody, anybody want to stay for after service prayer? Raise your hand. Denise, we're going to call you by phone.
Okay.
Okay. Afterwards. And Stephen and Donna in Florida, I'm going to try to call you after that. Okay. Anybody else want to stay on for Pastor Matthew and Penny to pray with you? I think you're good then. Okay, Pastor Matthew and Penny, I think we could just sign off. Nobody else wants to stay on. We had previous appointments set up prior to the Zoom. So that's why we're going to do that by phone for these two that we want to.
Nick is saying he wants to stay for prayer. Is that right, Nick?
Oh, so I was waving. I have to get up before.
Okay.
That's okay. So Pastor Matthew and Penny can go to sleep early tonight. That's a blessing. I'm talking about getting some good sleep, right? Okay, love you guys.
Bye, love you.
It's going to be really special.
Good night, everyone. Love you all.
Good night, everyone. Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody. Love you.
God bless.
Bye.